This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's holiday party time. To help make sure your seasonal bash isn't a bomb, we've got some expert help. She's here to explain how you can make this year your best holiday soiree yet. Jen Lawrence joins us. She's a lifestyle expert, author, and storyteller. She's also the author of Engage the Fox, a business fable about thinking critically and motivating your team. She blogs at engagethefox.com. Jen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
So the prospect of throwing a holiday party, it can be pretty daunting. The stakes seem pretty high this time of year. There's a lot of competition. How hard is it to pull off a good party?
I don't think it's that hard at all if you have the right focus. When I was writing my business book, it struck me that people are actually pretty simple. I tried to take in my business book a very complicated critical thinking process and just boil it down to, how do people tick? What makes them happy? And I honestly think throwing a party is pretty similar. I think a lot of us get really tied up in having perfect dishes and making sure that, you know, the food and the music is absolutely perfect. And we don't necessarily think about the things that fundamentally make people have a good time. So that's really the approach that I take. It's probably because I'm not really a fabulous cook, so I've had to, you know, play to my strengths. But I have sort of a little 6-point recipe for a great party.
Right, and one of the things you say, which was intrigued me, now I know about your cooking, but you said that one of your tips, you say ambiance, so the way your house looks, the music, the comfort, all of that stuff should trump the menu, the food.
Absolutely. It's all about creating a good time. And I mean, my philosophy is always, if people wanted to go and have an amazing 5-star meal, they would have booked an amazing 5-star meal at a 5-star restaurant with a top chef. Instead, they've decided to come to my house. And so they're looking really to have a good time. They want to be comfortable. So they want to be fed. They want to have something to drink. They want some good music. But really, when you come away from a great party, typically it's because you've met some really great people there and you've had some really interesting conversations. It's not necessarily about the fact that, you know, the food was seasoned properly. Often when I'm at a party, the host or hostess has gone to these huge pains to make perfect food, and they're stressed and they're tired. And, you know, if I'm having a good conversation, I'm not even really tasting the food, to be frank. It's not like a restaurant where you're going to be focused. You're really there to meet other people and have a great time. So absolutely, focus on having some fun music, on bringing together an interesting mix of people, and really focus on how you can introduce those people to each other to get the conversation flowing. And ultimately, that's going to give you a much better party than focusing on some of the external factors.
Well, to focus in on the inviting the right group of people, a diverse group of people, I mean, I know people who no longer throw parties because they feel that the people they know are too diverse, too different. Isn't that what can kill a party, having people who are too different from one another?
Well, it can if you're not bringing in conversation smoothers. I have worked as a recruiter, and I've also designed training programs for new employees. And in both cases, you know, often you're trying to bring in a diverse workforce, and you're then trying to integrate them to really have a common purpose. And a party is no different. I mean, part of what makes a party fun is meeting people who have lives that are really different than your own. But as a host, it's really your responsibility to come up with some conversation starters for these people. Introductions is key. So if you know that two people who are really very different have one point of commonality, maybe they both like to train for marathons, or maybe they're both gourmet cooks, when you introduce them to each other, bring that up. Talk about the points of commonality, and then maybe also mention where they're really different. You know, if someone's just moved from another country, that's cool and interesting. If someone has just started a new job that's, you know, really kind of different, that's interesting too. So it's really up to a host, I think, to keep that conversation flowing. And I really look at it as, if you were bringing in a new work team, what are some of the things you would do to make those people comfortable? And I find the best parties are where people are completely different. And you're not just talking about, you know, taking your kids to soccer and all that kind of normal stuff that you talk about every day, but where you bring up some really interesting conversations.
And I suppose one thing that could help that you're a big booster of is having some cocktails. Why cocktails?
Well, I'm a huge believer in that. I just love the cocktail. I'm glad it's coming back. I'm glad there's a focus on it. Because, again, it's fun and interesting. If you're just having a glass of wine, unless you're true oenophiles and they're into wine or they're into scotch and they want to taste the particular varieties, and I mean, that in and of itself is a great premise for a party. But otherwise, if you have an interesting cocktail, that in and of itself is an icebreaker. And when my business book is written like a fairy tale, and the fox and the hedgehog, which are the main characters, actually meet in a bar. The hedgehog's ordering a sidecar, and the fox thinks that sounds kind of quaint. So I have a particular affinity for cocktails. They're close to my heart.
Well, and I realize, you know, we're talking about adults here if we're talking cocktails, but what about, you know, having some sort of planned activity? Probably not a mambo line or something like that, but should there be some sort of group activity that can bond people, or should you just let people mingle?
It really depends on the party. I mean, it's nice sometimes to have a focus. I've always been a big fan of having, at this time of year, holiday open houses, and I often make, like, tree trimming part of the focus, because that way if you have introverted people, and I talk a lot about personality types in my book, if you have introverts at the party, they're not going to be the ones naturally putting a lampshade on their head. So if you have some activities that people can do if they wish, like, here's a tree, here's an ornament, put things up. Or, you know, we're going to do some sledding, or here's a board game we can start with. Some people will naturally want something to do. They're the people who tend to be in the kitchen asking if they can help. And then others are just happy to, you know, push the chairs aside and start dancing. It really is a bit of a personality type thing. And when you're bringing a variety of people into your home or into a third-party venue, it's nice to provide things for all of them. So take all of your guests into account. So, yeah, I like a focused activity as an icebreaker, and then people tend to move on from there.
Well, you're a party pro, obviously, but for the rest of us, have you ever had a party that just bombed, but maybe that you learned some valuable lessons from?
Well, it's sometimes hard when you're bringing together, you know, two very different groups of people. And, you know, if you have one group of friends, because often it's sort of that, I mean, it used to be in Seinfeld, the worlds collide concept, where you have these two very different groups of people and you're bringing them together. This often happens when a new family comes together. You know, maybe you're getting remarried, maybe kids are getting remarried, and all of a sudden you have all this different cast of characters come in. So, I mean, I've certainly had parties where people have had absolutely nothing in common, and people kind of sit there and everyone leaves early. And that's why I started putting some of these other things into place. You know, recruit someone as the bartender. You know, if it's a small party and you haven't hired a bartender, someone usually likes to do that kind of thing. If you start putting people into roles, people tend to start rolling with it a little bit more. So part of being a great host is listening. So not to be so busy during the party running around that you're not paying attention to see if your guests are having fun.
And lastly here, one of the things that can ruin a party is if people overindulge in those cocktails that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you have any tactful advice for making sure people, you know, stay a little more within the bounds of decorum at a party?
Right. I mean, certainly hiring a bartender or appointing a, you know, person who is steady to be a bartender is helpful, because if people are serving themselves, things can sometimes get a little crazy. Obviously, drinking and driving, you need to make sure that keys are taken and that there are things provided for. But if it's just a matter that someone's being really obnoxious, sometimes that's, I like to ask that person to come help me. You know, maybe find something in the basement for them to lift and carry and try to burn off some of that alcohol. Try to kind of, and again, it's having the bandwidth that you can actually tune into your guests and see, wow, like that guy's attempting to pick up the Christmas tree, so maybe I need to run interference and get him into the basement and, you know, maybe lifting something.
But you've got a story to tell.
Yes.
Well, Jen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. I hope everyone has happy and safe holidays, and I appreciate the time with you.
Oh, the same to you. We've been speaking to Jen Lawrence, lifestyle expert, author, and storyteller. She's the author of Engage the Fox, a business fable about thinking critically and motivating your team. She blogs at engagethefox.com, and she was with us to share tips for throwing a great holiday party. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.